morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Welcome to your Tuesday morning. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Want to remind you, at 8:30 this morning is the Kaiser Greeters. Yes, they're having a wonderful meeting today at the Copper Creek Mercantile. They're located at 4415 River Road in Kaiser. And I love the fact that the Kaiser Chamber does this. They do meetings every Tuesday at different businesses. And just to honor those businesses, find out what's going on. And if you're interested, I encourage you to get a hold of the Kaiser Chamber and get involved. And I think if you're in Salem and you have a business and you want to be involved, the Salem Chamber as well, they're always doing fun things and get-togethers in support of businesses. And we all need to do our part to support our businesses and do what we can do to make sure that they know we're with them. This has been an incredible year for all of us, those of us who are worker bees and work in business, and those of us that take the risk and start businesses. It's a challenging time to try to figure out how to get things done and get services to the consumer, etc. And so much has gone online, and people have gotten really creative. Restaurants are doing takeout, and all of these regulations. I realized the other day, someone said, bars are still closed at 10. There's still kind of a curfew on all of that because of the lockdown still continuing through November 3rd. And it's interesting because all of these mandates that were to flatten the curve and it only will just be a few weeks, now here we are clear into October. Right around the corner is our election in November. Then we've got into Thanksgiving. We have Halloween, Thanksgiving, and then we have Christmas. And I'm just wondering, you know, we've lost so much as far as what we know is normal. And doing these activities, even Memorial Day and Labor Day, and being told, oh, we got to stay inside. And now I got a thing come across my social media stream that the governor in California is saying, you know, if you're going to eat in public and eat in a restaurant and eat with your family, you know, wear your mask and then dip it down to take a drink or a bite and then put the mask back up in between. I'm thinking, am I in the Twilight Zone here? It's kind of crazy. But yesterday, the other thing that parents are dealing with is how do we do this with kids? How are we going to educate our kids, make sure our kids stay well-informed, make sure our kids are progressing in their development? And several parents got together at the Capitol yesterday and they said, look, virtual classes are not cutting it. Some parents, teachers got together yesterday to rally to reopen the schools. And there's a momentum. There's a momentum not only in Oregon, but all over the country, where parents are like, look, this is not right. And I'd love to get this parent on the air, if she's brave and bold enough to come on the air with me. But there is a parent right here in Salem. Her and her husband own a home. They have several children, and their local school is closed. But she works. And so she has to have care for her children and certainly supervision and making sure that they can get their schoolwork done. So the very school that is closed has partnered with the daycare. You know, I don't even know who's running the daycare. So she can pay to have her kids go to that school that's closed to be in daycare and then have non-trained, probably minimum wage workers supervise them in their schooling. I think there's a little something wrong with this picture. What do you think? So yes, it's not cutting in, and parents are upset. And I encourage you to get involved and get your voices heard. Write your local Salem Kaiser School Board or your school board where you live. Write to your senators and your representatives in your state and even nationally. Like, look, things have got to change. This is not working for my family. And certainly, if you're a business, I encourage you to get involved in the chambers and get involved in those support systems in your community. Then a support network, get new ideas. Sometimes you find out where funding sources are as well to keep your business going during this up and down economy. And one of our jobs here at KSLM News Talk Radio is to connect with businesses, find out how they're doing, what they offer in the community. And it's been delightful getting to know so many different businesses, from real estate to insurance to eye care to, you know, Honky Tonk Bar and Grill, you know, all of these different businesses, to Adams Barbecue and Ribs. And it's fun to connect and find out what's going on and what you're doing during this time. And continuing into this hour, in fact, we open up the phone lines. If you have any questions for Dr. Dana, she was with us last hour. She's with Vibrant Visions and Optical, and she is here and willing to answer any questions that you may have. But she's also telling us a little bit about what's going on and what they are doing to help with the wildfires, and what's going on with the Saniam Hospital in a special fund that's been created to help families impacted by the wildfires. And as you know, there were several homes lost, I mean, devastated communities. The whole community is gone. Mostly, I don't even know if there's any buildings standing in Detroit. I know Gates has been affected. Mill City has been affected. Mahama has been affected, on and on and on. And that's just within 20 miles here of Salem. And I know for me, frustrated the fact that I didn't get to spend enough time up in the near Detroit this summer because of the pandemic, and do the camping and things that I did as a child. It is certainly heart-wrenching for these families, and my loss is minimal compared to people that their whole livelihoods are upended. So Dr. Dana, you're here, you're talking to us a little bit. Let's review again what's going on with the Saniam Fire and the Relief Fund, and what Vibrant Visions is doing to help.
So Vibrant Vision and Optical, we're providing $15 for every frame that's sold during the month of October from the Aspire line, which is both men's and women's, the Boss line, which is a men's line, and the Kate Spade line for women. So yeah, for every frame from those lines sold during October, we will donate $15 to the Santiam Canyon Wildfire Relief Fund. In addition, we are helping families that are directly affected by the fires by providing them with a single vision pair of glasses. And the vouchers are being provided by Santee and Canyon Wildfire Relief Fund. Mm-hmm. But Vibrant Vision and Optical, we wanted to do something to help. And this is the best way that we could find to do that.
Now, I'm curious, when the fires were taking place, do you know anybody that was personally affected by that and what their story is?
I do know several people that were affected by that. A friend of mine named Mary, she and her husband were actually able to save their home. They saved their horses, but it was 48 hours of around-the-clock work for them. So I also know another person who his home was also salvaged, or was able to remain standing, unbelievably, because the fire was all around in the trees next to the home, but the home remained was salvaged. So those were some blessings. I also know somebody that lost a home.
It's challenging because when you live in a community like we do, and we're working with people to hear their stories, and then to read stories of people that I don't know that survived, and they lost everything, but they survived by staying the night in the river.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the waterway, and just how brave and how that's going to change them forever.
Yes.
And I maintain stuff can be replaced, but lives, you know, they're so precious, and how we're going to get through this. And I think leading up to this, and maybe you took note of this as well, Dr. Dana, that, you know, we were so isolated. Everybody was to their own home and staying away from each other because of the pandemic. But once this hit, it was like community came out and it gave purpose.
Yeah.
And let's do what we can do. And last week we had a gentleman on the show who said they were helping out at the fairgrounds, and they had so much help, so much donations. They actually had to kind of turn it away. Did you see that too?
Yeah, actually my husband and my two daughters and I went and helped on a Friday night, and then also on Saturday afternoon. There were so many donations, and we were just, our job was to kind of help sort through them and organize them and then distribute them. But the response from the fire victims was just absolutely just touching. They were so appreciative of every little thing that they were able to receive. We were kind of working in the pet supply area, and just being able to give them a blanket and a bag of food for their pet, they were just so appreciative. And that's when I really felt that connection of like wanting to do something more. And again, kind of where we decided to provide eyewear.
The beautiful thing about that is that we all have a place in this community, and we're all doing our part. And you're helping with the eyewear. I'm helping with the microphone and the radio. Everybody is coming together to make our community and help those that are challenged right now. And there are some unique things going on. I heard a story of a young student recently who sits outside of a homeless student, and because the schools are closed, you know, he's trying to get through schooling, and he's sitting outside the library. The library's closed because of the pandemic. He's sitting out on a donated laptop trying to do his schooling on the steps, and how that community is coming around him and making sure that he has what he needs. You know, there are so many homeless or near homeless students even in the Salem area that we're not sure where they're at. And that's just because of the pandemic. Then you add to the wildfires where you hear these families are living now in their cars or in their fifth wheels, and they've got their chickens and their bunnies and their kitties, and they're trying to do the best they can. And then you hear people donating their acreage. Come bring your horses out here, bring your cattle, your llamas. You know, we'll donate our acreage, our land for you until you get situated. It's incredible.
Yeah, it is.
The generosity. It mm-hmm. does give you some hope in humanity again, mm-hmm. right? Because all we've been hearing for the last 110 days was about the riots going on in Portland and all the trouble and destroying businesses and stuff. And then shift gears to the wildfires, the devastation. But the response has been incredible. And I think what you guys are doing there at Vibrant Visions is another piece of the puzzle. The Saniam Fund is incredible, where people can donate and all the money goes to help these families. And I want to investigate in that a little bit. I want to know more about that and see what kind of role we can play. I want to shift gears a little bit. We're not getting any phone calls yet, so I'm going to keep asking questions.
Okay.
We were talking a little bit last hour about how important it is to protect our children's eyes in regards to screen time and what we can do, even if they don't need eyeglasses yet, what we can do to be aware of that. You also have something coming up as far as contact lenses and things. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so in regard to the nearsightedness, that's looks like it's going to increase in both severity and in number quite significantly in the upcoming decades. Cooper Vision has designed a new lens. Cooper Vision is one of the main contact lens manufacturers, called the MySight lens. And it's designed for children that are ages 8 to 12 years old, who start showing the onset of nearsightedness.
All right. Well, we're going to go into a commercial break. We'll continue this for a couple more minutes after. I want to know more about this. I think this is a great thing. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Tuesday and every day. We're talking about eye care today with Dr. Dana. We'll be back after this. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Enjoying a fantastic morning with you. It's warming up to only 49 degrees so far. It's going to get up to 77 today, and it's 8:22 in the morning, and you're hustling to get kids dropped off or whatever you're doing today. We're so glad to have you along for the ride today. And I've got Dr. Dana in the studio, and we're talking about eye care this morning, and she has Vibrant Visions and Optical right here in Salem. And you know, Dr. Dana, we went into the break, and I want you to elaborate a little more about the eye contact and is that still people wear eye contacts just in general?
Contacts are really popular from kids all the way up to adults that wear bifocals, mm-hmm. bifocal glasses. We actually have contacts for adults that need bifocals. They're bifocal contact lenses, and they work fairly well.
So, like, I just got glasses for the first time, so I would be a candidate to wear contacts.
Yes, a lot of people are. I can't say that everybody is in particular a good candidate, but many people are.
Excellent. Well, I know that I know what great vision I have now having them on. I can't imagine what a contact would be like, but you know, my question is, I'm so touchy when it comes to my eyes. How do you teach someone to put them on? Talk to me, and especially kids, how do you do that?
Yeah, so it's, I kind of give them at the exam, if they're interested, expressing interest in wearing contacts, I kind of give them a little informative demonstration of bringing your fingers close to your eye, just going home and practicing that part of it before you come in and actually learn how to put the contact in is really helpful. Once they come in, it's just a really just easygoing process. I try to keep it calm, encouraging, and slow. We usually put aside an hour. Sometimes people have to come back for a second hour or a third hour, but that's only happened on a few occasions. But yeah, a lot of people, it can be really frustrating right in the beginning because you think it seems like it should be so easy, but it's really kind of counterintuitive to be putting something into your eye. So,
right.
But yeah, kind of once you get past the first, getting the lens in for the first time and taking it out for the first time, it usually falls into place within a couple of weeks real easily.
So with this study with the children, you started talking a little bit about it. Talk us a little more about
this. Yeah, I do. I want to talk more about that. So Cooper Vision designed a lens called the MySight lens that's specifically targeted for children that are 8 to 12 that are starting to show the onset of nearsightedness. It's important to try to control nearsightedness for a lot of reasons. One of them is to decrease the outcome of disease. People that are nearsighted are more likely to have glaucoma, cataracts, and a type of macular degeneration. And those can be very vision threatening, especially the macular degeneration part of it. So we want to try to decrease that. But in addition, kids experience better vision when they're corrected and uncorrected, when they have less nearsightedness. But also they have better options and outcomes for surgical corrections such as LASIK. So those are all important reasons to work at decreasing the progression of nearsightedness. The contact lens is really actually a safe modality. It's a daily lens. So they put it in the morning, and at night they take it out and put it in the garbage. The next day, they put a new contact in. So you only wear the contact lens for one day, and it goes in the garbage. It's the safest and healthiest way to wear contacts. This study, company and the MySight contact lens, they did many, many different studies to make sure it was safe and effective. And all of their research came out really in a positive way. And so I'm very excited to be getting this lens into my office. It should be coming in very soon. Again, the goal is to decrease the risk of progression for nearsightedness. I myself am a minus 10.5. That's very, very high. And so it's in my personal interest to try to help kids that are so that they don't become me.
Right. And have that progression. And so if you're a parent or a grandparent and you're listening and you're thinking, man, maybe we need to investigate this a little more, is there a prime age to start?
Yeah, you definitely, again, we want to start seeing kids at age 5 and see them yearly. When we start, again, this lens is designed for age 8. So if we have some good information starting at age 5 and we have them come back at 6 and 7, we can catch this this nearsightedness onset really early and really try to keep it at a minimum. And so, I highly encourage people to just schedule a routine exam and find out. You get to start getting a baseline of where their kid's vision is.
I love that. And I'm curious, you know, wearing contacts was really pretty popular in college, a lot of my classmates in college that needed glasses wore the contacts, you know, because they want to have to mess. Is the daily use of a contact what adults
use
more and more?
It's becoming more and more kind of the mainstream kind of lens to go to.
Okay.
Because it is the healthiest. You're not reusing a lens and you don't have to clean it. It's just the healthiest way to wear contacts for your eyes.
And is it pretty economical too?
There are different levels. Mm-hmm. There are some that are more expensive and then there are some that are less expensive. But if you have dry eye, it's also really, really great for dry eye. Mm-hmm. If you're the type of person that said, I can't wear my contacts anymore because they just dry my eyes out too much, the daily disposable lens in a certain brand and a certain level is a perfect resolution for that.
Is LASIK surgery still as popular as it was 15 years ago?
It's kind of interesting. That's a great question. I don't have as many people asking about it, but I can't say for sure that that the numbers have declined. Mm-hmm. But I think it's still out there. It's still a great way for if you're an appropriate candidate.
Right.
It's a great solution to your vision issues. I know my 15-year-old is already asking, Mom, when can I have LASIK?
I love it.
And she is a good candidate at this point. But, you know, I really think probably age 27 to 35 is probably the most ideal time mm-hmm. to have that done.
Well, that's excellent. Well, I certainly have appreciated your time here in the studio today. Again, how can people get a hold of you?
Our phone number is 971-377-1120, and you can go to our website, vibrantvo.com.
You find them on Facebook, too, huh?
Facebook, yes, please.
Excellent. We'll put some links up on the show, on the podcast today, and people can get in contact with you. Thank you for coming in, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon, okay?
Thank you, Stacey.
All right, have a wonderful day. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Tuesday and every day. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning. Stepping on my way. Good morning.
Good morning, Salem. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Tuesday and every day. Kind of interesting, you know, as we are approaching the election just around the corner, I want to remind folks that you need to make sure that you're registered to vote, first of all. Secondly, you need to track your vote. And when you get your ballot, make sure you fill it out and hand deliver it to your county clerk, your county courthouse. I think we're going to have to really take it into our own hands and not trust the mail in getting it back. No disrespect for our mail carriers. I want to respect them. They have difficult jobs. Remember, no matter the weather, they try to get us our mail, and that's really important. But I know this election is so extremely important, and those that we elect in office have the oversight, and they've been given, in a sense, the power to make rules that we live by. And we know this because here in Oregon and in other states, we have people listening in Arkansas and Nebraska and South Dakota and Texas. We have people all over the United States listening to this program, even though we're based here in Salem because of the friends that we're making when we travel. I want to say that our elected leaders give us oversight. And like here, Governor Brown, you know, she has made and keeps extending this emergency clause and this emergency order. And we're talking still to this day about the mask mandate. And I run into this interesting meme, and I might share it here on our Facebook page. I think there's some truth to it. I ask you, if you believe in the science of wearing masks, but not the science of life beginning at conception, then you don't believe in science. You believe in a political ideology. If you can please show me and tell me where I'm wrong, do so. And I think that this is something that's so true. And when we talk about wearing masks and now children needing to be wearing masks and the uproar and the rage that most parents are like, wait a minute, why should I be sending my five-year-old to preschool in a mask? It just makes no sense. Or school all day. And then they have mask breaks. I heard about this with my granddaughter. They have mask breaks, just like you would send them out to recess. They wear their mask, but they have mask. And yet adults can go to dinner at the local restaurant, and if they're standing up, they wear their mask, but if they sit down, they can take their mask off, right? As if the virus is at a certain level in the air. I don't know. Anyway, these are things that make me go, hmm. And I heard this story about a week ago, and it was compelling to me, of a mom and her children at the playground and having a mask incident. And so I asked my friend Cynthia, would you come and talk to me a little bit about that on the air? Because I think other people have had some of these incidents, and we're not talking about them. Because I think when we get on the same page with this, and we start being bold together, it'll affect change, not only by voting as one way, but also in our community by saying, no, I'm not going to let this happen. Talk to me. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here this morning.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And talk to me a little bit about what happened.
Well, I went up to the park. I live just a couple of blocks away from the park, and I walked up there with my six children, and my husband was planning on meeting me there. He had to stop at the store to grab something, and I rolled up all by myself, and there was a couple of women with what looked like to be a daycare. There was probably 15 children spread all over the playground, and they were all little, under the age of five, and the moment we approached, she looked at my children and she looked at me and she said, they're not wearing masks. And I looked confused. I just looked around and like, is she talking to me? And then I said, or she said, they're not wearing masks. They're under five, or they're over five. What? And I said, they're fine. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried. And she said, well, they can't be around all these kids because they're over five and they don't have a mask. And all these little children are under five and they don't have a mask. And she just kept going. I said, it's okay. I'm not worried about it. And she said, well, she just kept going. Mm. They don't have a mask though. And I said, I'm not gonna call the cops. I'm not worried about it. My kids aren't sick, your kids aren't sick. Mm-hmm. So I just can't wait for November for this whole mask thing to be finished, really. Yes. And the other lady piped in and said, yeah, me too. And that was the end of it.
Oh, when you got reinforcement, the other lady let it go.
Huh? Yeah.
Wow. What do you think mentally, what kind of effect does this have on kids that are forced to wear masks beyond the age of five?
Well, my children were scared to even step foot on that playground at that point. Mm-hmm. They didn't feel comfortable playing until they ended up leaving. And what the craziest part to me was, my husband walked up to that same exact park within the same week, few days prior, with the children, with the same women, same children there, and they had a friendly conversation. They didn't say a word to my husband.
Incredible. Yeah, it is incredible. So when you go out shopping and you go into these stores, what are you witnessing with the whole mask thing? Do you think it's at like a non-issue? People are just like, I'll wear a mask, get through it, and go home. What do you think?
I think that's what I see, and I feel like I'm the rebel. Mm-hmm. Like I'm breaking the law. Like my children felt like they were literally breaking the law when they were not wearing a mask at the park. It was the craziest thing.
Well, and I think it's teaching our kids to be in fear.
Mm-hmm.
To be in fear. And let me ask you, on the park, it's pretty spacious. It's outdoors. I'm guessing the playground is, there's lots of equipment to be playing on, right?
Plenty of.
So what would you recommend to parents if they had how did you keep your cool in that moment?
I just ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, go kids, you guys are fine. You can go play. I had to just repeatedly assure them that they could play on the playground, but mm-hmm. they were intimidated. We later that evening went to a different playground out in Kaiser, mm-hmm. and there was 50 plus people with maybe one mask in sight. Not a single child was wearing one. It was bizarre that those women did that, but those women weren't wearing a mask. If they were so obedient to that mask mandate, then they should have been wearing one as well. Which is interesting.
Yeah, that is really interesting. And I guess I wasn't aware that the mandate says outdoors at a playground.
If you can't social distance.
If you can't social distance. And most of the kids know to stay away. Incredible. And so have your kids had to wear masks indoors? Or
I only make them wear them to go into a building like their jujitsu place, mm-hmm. because out of respect for the owner, so that they don't get a fine, but mm-hmm. they don't have to wear them throughout the.
And it is interesting, kind of the double standard. You know, there's been video caught of our governor
exactly
outdoors, close to, you know, police or whatever. She was walking her dog and she was not wearing a mask.
Yep.
And it's like people, the double speak. Here you have the daycare providers not wearing a mask. And I know some people are like, okay, let go of the mask issue already. But at what point does it stop?
Exactly.
And I know when we flew on the airplane, it's mandated that you wear a mask, and they would say, and I always figure out how to tiptoe around it, unless you're drinking or eating. And so I've kind of got it timed. So I wear it on my chin, right? And I'm sipping water. You know,
yep.
every time the stewardess or whatever they call are called, the helper, they come by, I'm drinking, you know, or I'm eating popcorn, or I figured out a way. But the reality is, last night, we went and took dance lessons last night. And I want to give a shout out to Honky Tonk Barn Grill. They're doing... Not only do they have an awesome steak night on Monday nights, but they're doing dance lessons, couples dance lessons.
Oh, how fun.
We had so much fun. We learned how to do the swing, the country swing, and actually can do it without tripping over each other. And Terry is so gracious to say yes to this. So thankful for that. But wearing our masks and trying to do that and our heartbeat and stuff, it was tough.
Yeah,
it was tough. And so I don't think it's healthy,
mm-mm.
you know, at all. And I want to do a check-in. I don't know if you know any of the gyms around here, the places where people work out, because I think even like on the treadmill and stuff, you're supposed to be wearing your mask.
Yep.
Do you know anything about anything?
I know that the friends that I have that are part of a gym do have to wear a mask when they're in there.
Yeah, it just makes me not real motivated to work out. And I need motivation to work
out.
I don't need a reason not to, you know.
Yeah.
So what else? Talk to us a little bit about this election and your thoughts surrounding it. Do you think it's important that people vote?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the most critical election in my lifetime, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
And who are you going to vote for? Do you know yet? Do you know who you're going to go for?
Oh, come on. You already know.
Our listeners don't know, though.
I will be, of course, voting for Trump.
Mm-hmm. What's the thing about Trump that impresses you?
He is fearless. He just does what he's going to say he's going to do. And... falls through with it.
Yes.
Whether it upsets people or not, mm-hmm. he just gets it done.
And we know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
He's consistent.
Exactly.
And even if his personality, because I think...
He might be harsh, but...
Yeah, he may be Northeastern.
But we kind of needed somebody like that to fight the ugly swamp.
I love the fact that he's a businessman.
Yes.
He's not a government
And he
elite.
Was a smart businessman, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever watch his TV show?
I wasn't
I was a follower.
Young,
yeah, I wasn't a follower of The Apprentice.
Mm-mm.
But I hear great things, you know, that it was a great show. And who knew all these years later he'd be, you know, running the country. And
right.
a successful businessman with the highs and the lows of business, right?
Yep.
The successes and failures, and you learn over time.
Yep.
And now he just got released from the hospital with this he's with COVID-19 and he's contending with it. But
He's a fighter, though.
Oh,
he's doing
goodness.
Great. He
yes.
just put something out saying he is feeling great. So.
Yes. Do you follow him on social media
yes.
at all, on Twitter?
Yeah.
It is fun to see his
yep.
people kind of jab at him a little bit that he's too.
I think he's just real.
And he's talking directly
to
the American people, right?
I feel like I've never experienced this ever for a president to talk directly to us.
I know. It's nice to have that communication. I'm sure he enjoys that as well. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. In the studio with me is Cynthia. We're having a great time this morning. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back after this. morning to you. Enjoying a wonderful Tuesday morning. I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Want to give a shout out to Bob Snyder. Yes, he is helping with the 40 Days for Life campaign at Planned Parenthood, and it is his birthday today. Happy birthday to you, Bob. And as we celebrate life, we celebrate your life and what you're doing here in the Salem area coordinating the 40 Days for Life. We're excited to continue the conversation this morning. I have Cynthia in the studio, and we're talking about just life things and dealing with this whole mask issue. It's an irritant to me, I have to say. It is something, it's like a thorn in my side right now. And I wonder when we read the Bible and we read about Paul and he's like, Lord, please remove this thorn from my side. I'm thinking, I'm sure it was way more intense than a mask. But for me, it's like, Lord, please remove this mask. I want to live free and I want to see smiles again. And you know, we're doing the best that we can and we're dealing with this. We're getting through this season. But we just really want to highlight right now in the next little segment and thank all of our businesses. Cynthia, her role here, what is exactly that you do here at KSLM?
I'm the sales manager.
She is the sales manager. And so, Cynthia, our businesses that partnered and stayed with us through the pandemic, they are champions in my mind, and they're leaders in the industry to keep moving forward, keep going forward through uncertain times. And we just want to do a shout out. We just had Vibrant Visions on. We've had Bill Sunderland on and Paige and Dave Smith on recently just to say thank you for partnering with us and supporting our radio station. Whom else do we want to thank this morning? Some of the customers that you can think of off the top of your head.
We have Accurate Precious Metals, which is a metal refinery, mm-hmm. and we have Real Tech Auto and Truck Repair, mm-hmm. who are great and faithful advertisers.
Yes, and for the fact that they would continue to reach out to our customers during this time is pretty incredible. Why should someone partner with us and advertise on our radio station?
Because it helps the
get the message out, right?
Yep.
It helps get our message out, and when you're making those phone calls and you're connecting with businesses, you're telling them our story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and we're conservative talk radio, that we're standing behind life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and we're here to help you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Help grow your business and keep your doors open during this tough time.
And we are looking for ways to connect with our businesses and serve them, right? And
yes.
So if someone wanted to find out about advertising, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Oh, just shoot me an email, cynthia@kslm.news.
And how do you spell your name?
Cynthia.
I have to do that because people have been trying to send without the E. Stacy with an E.
Got to spell it out.
At kslm.news. And what's our office phone number here? I should write that down. I should promote that too.
503-316-1220.
And I will say this. Advertising here, your dollar, we have loyal listeners. We are on the FM's 104.3, 1220 FM, and then AM, right? And we're streaming online at kslm.news. Our audience is incredible. They're extremely loyal, and they want to know, if I need eye care, who advertises with you? If I'm in construction, who advertises with you? If I'm precious metals, you know, those kinds of things, they want to know and they want to serve. I get those questions all the time. Who advertises with you? And I have this need. I need an auto taken care of, my car, oil change, things like that. And so if you're a business out there and you're not on our program or sponsoring, we encourage you to do so. Or if you go to a business, encourage them to get involved. You know, we'd love to do that, right?
Yes.
It's painless and it's helpful. And we're looking for ways that we can partner with our businesses even in the giving world. Like if your business has an event and like Vibrant Visions, they're teaming up with the Sanium Fire Relief Fund. You know, if your business is doing something where you're teaming up, we would love to help let people know about it, right?
Yes.
Yes. How long have you been involved in the radio station?
Oh, I've been involved for years. My mom has owned it for years, mm-hmm. but a few years now.
Right. And so when you come to work, what motivates you?
Oh, just getting that conservative voice out there. Mm-hmm. It's so exciting.
Now, do you see yourself down the road getting involved in politics?
Oh, that's a loaded question. Yes, indeed I do.
Yes, and who is the most inspiring person to you right now, a woman in politics?
I find Governor Kristi Noem, is that how you mm-hmm. pronounce her last name?
Yes, it is.
She's an inspiration for sure.
So a personal goal of mine is someday to introduce Cynthia to Kristi Noem. And Kristi Noem is a champion out of South Dakota and certainly someone early on that I had a chance to support and be a part of early campaigns, even before she was elected in the House, the U.S. House, and now she's back to South Dakota as a governor. And so I see things in you, Cynthia, that certainly the leadership, your initiative, your willingness to go out and do hard things as some of the same grit that Kristi has. And I can see that why you like her and why you aspire to have more of those kinds of things in your life. That's fantastic. So talk to me a little bit about how many children do you have?
Oh, I have six.
Your oldest is how old?
13.
And your youngest is?
She just turned 5 months old.
What is the best thing about motherhood?
Oh, everything. The best thing is when they are sleeping in bed all clean at night, reading to them. It's a wonderful time at nighttime.
Oftentimes I'll get pictures from my daughter who now has three little girls and a dog, and she'll send me like little snaps on Snapchat and say success, and all the kids are like taking naps laying around, and then the dog too,
all at the same time.
She's like, yes, success.
Feels good.
And my hat's off to you moms these days and everything that you have to do and career and making sure that they're getting their schooling, and certainly parents doing it together on the same team, yeah, going in the same direction. Where do you get your strength from?
The Father. Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Your faith.
Yes.
Yes. And a great family. You have great supportive parents, great siblings. You know, it's a wonderful privilege for me to be a part of this team, to see this synergy of family working together as I think God has designed it. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming on the air with me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
It's not so tough.
This was the first step in getting into politics, right? It's getting me comfortable on the air.
That's right. And we've been talking, we're going to go through a radio boot camp and get her in here, and I think it would be fun as you get more comfortable with this to have you come in regularly and be my co-host, and we could talk about issues of the day, things that you see, topics, and let our listeners know. What do you think? Are you think you're that brave?
Maybe. I'll pray about it.
Okay.
My listeners pray for me.
Oh, yes. And they will. I promise you. So glad to have you here. What do you look forward to today? What do you got on the agenda?
Just meetings.
Okay. Lots of meetings. Mm-hmm. And I wish you could see a picture of her right now. She's smiling and excited to be here, a little nervous, but she's doing great. And just a ray of sunshine. Thank you for coming into the studio. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, enjoying a wonderful day together. Thank you for tuning in. No matter what you're facing today, remember, over, under, around, or through, you and I are overcomers, and maybe you too need to learn how to be on the radio. If you want to be a guest on my show, send me an email, stacy@kslm.com. .news. Yeah, .news. See, even I make a mistake. Have a wonderful day, my friends. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.